I always think footers are such a wasted space on many websites. I know things are changing and you get fat footers these days, but I think in a lot of cases, they're full of junk. They're not full of anything really of any particular use. You know, things like privacy policy, copyright statement. I mean, who cares who reads that stuff? Why can't that be hidden away in an About Us section rather than replicated across every single page of the website? Because that's the thing about footers, is they're universal, aren't they? They're everywhere. They're on every page. So really, they are incredibly valuable real estate. Not only are they on every page, but they're at the bottom of every page, which means that as a user scrolls down trying to find something, if they can't find it, where do they end up? They end up at the footer. So the footer is something that we need to put a lot more consideration into than perhaps we do. I mean, what you do with the footer will very much depend on your own website. But here's a couple of ideas. Why not repeat your key calls to action in your footer? So let's say, for example, you're a charity. I'm working on a charity website right now. So in the footer of the website that I'm wireframing up at the moment, I have three buttons. Get our help, donate now, and get involved, and repeating the key calls to action for the website. The other thing that I'm doing in the footer is I'm taking the key target audiences that they're trying to reach and providing quick links for those target audiences. So in the footer, I also have four columns for my four key target audiences with little links that lead them off to the most relevant content for them on the website. And finally, I've repeated the search bar in the footer. So I've got right at the bottom of everything else, I've got search, and there's a search box, or contact us, and a contact us link. So have real serious think about your footer and ask yourself, are you making the most use of it? Is there more you could be doing?